Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, y'all, welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, we're excited to announce that we were nominated for Emmy. Adam, let me finish.
What?
In the Upside Down.
But what's the Upside Down?
A parallel down? Universe. A bizarre world where bizarre things happen. We forgot to turn our paper in. Yeah, maybe next year, all right? But big shout out to our peeps from Los Angeles. I am confirming that they in the building. Heidi, Frank, Sammy, how y'all doing?
Atlanta.
Hey, guys.
I'd like to apologize for my performance and why we weren't nominated for an Emmy.
Blame Frank, America.
Oh, Frank. It's always Frank's fault.
Right. Knew
it. Thanks.
What could we have done better? I'm sure there's someone we could have had sex with or something.
Yeah, Gary should have been naked more.
I know. If I pose more naked, we'll get nominated next year.
Exactly.
Okay. I have my new body.
Take it for the team.
All right now, new body.
All right, well, some great shows did get nominated for the 69th Emmys. We're going to break that down, so hang tight. Now, later in the show, we also got Chewy Martinez at the ESPYs. And J-Lo, she maybe have hired a private investigator to follow A-Rod.
Ooh.
What's going on there? But let's talk about the Emmy noms like we said. Best Drama Series,
mm-hmm.
Better Call Saul, the prequel for Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
They got nominated. You also got The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, House of Cards, This Is Us, Stranger Things, and Westworld.
Well, they're all good. That's why it's the Emmys. That's why we're not nominated.
Do you have to have cable to watch these shows?
Yeah.
Now, some of them, you gotta have Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon to watch some of them.
Well, Gary, you got Wi-Fi, right?
On my phone.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. So, what do you watch on TV?
That's what I was wondering.
Just Golden Girls. That's it. Just Golden Girls. Oh, Lord. Well, there's a lot of people competing with their own co-stars, especially in the Best Actress in Limited Series category, like Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon. Mm. They're both nominated for Big Little Lies. I love that show.
Okay.
And Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon both nominated for Feud.
Family Feud.
No. Okay. Come to this.
Family Feud got an odd meeting.
Hey, Gary, bad answer. Bad answer. Well, in the Outstanding Variety Talk Series nomination, Samantha Bee from Full Frontal with Samantha Bee got nominated, which I'm excited about. I love her show.
Mm-hmm.
And Girl Power, by the way.
Well, is she the only girl in that category?
Well, it's not a girl category. She's competing against those big, you know, guys in late night.
But don't you think that's probably why they let her in? She's the only girl here in the late night spot.
She's brilliantly funny and very smart.
Seriously. Let's not lower our standards just because you're female.
Well, you're lucky I lowered my standards. I'm still here with you.
You and my wife.
And here's the thing. Like, guess who got the most nominations out of everybody, though?
Who?
Westworld and SNL, they both walked away with 22 noms apiece.
Whoa.
Goodness. Wow. Is that a record?
I think SNL got nominated that many times because of the political season. I mean, the comedy that they created from that. Yeah.
Especially all the women on that show, you know? Well, shifting gears to the ESPYs, they were last night. Peyton Manning was hosting.
No, come on, you're doing sports stories now.
But Frank is right. I really don't know that much about sports. I don't follow sports, but the basic gist is Kevin Durant left the Oklahoma City Thunder, so he left that basketball team to go to the Golden State Warriors, and in the sports world, a lot of people don't respect him for that because he basically jumped ship to go to the winning team. Am I right so far?
Right so far.
So Peyton first complimented the gymnastics team, and then he had this to say about Kevin Durant. Take a look.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. And I gotta tell you, I don't think you'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
it's funny or not. That is funny.
Nothing funny to me.
All right, Atlanta, weigh in.
Like, is he really
I'm Team KD. It was not funny to me. He is not a comedian, and he need to stick to doing what he do.
Yeah, but they need to not be so damn stiff. His mama was smiling, so why did he just smile too?
Because it was about him, and he don't like being the butt of the joke. You have to work on Dish Nation to get used to that.
Speaking of the ESPYs, we sent the homie Chewy Martinez to the red carpet. Let's take a look.
What's happening, Dish Nation? Chewy Martinez for the 2017 ESPY Awards. Yo, let's hit this red carpet and talk to some athletes. Come on. How are you?
Right, good.
Good. So, you're at the ESPYs.
Yes.
First ESPYs ever?
No, I've done 10 of these.
This is my third. Yeah. I know.
This guy's showing off.
He's a veteran here.
Well, you did play in the NFL.
Well, that helps.
See, that helps, yeah.
But see, I've talked to Crackhead and Portia before, so I'm in on Dish Nation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She was and with Frosty us at the Emmys.
I spent weeks with her on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
She ran right by me to this guy.
No.
Yeah. Portia, that hurt. I have a heart too, baby. It's like my booty's invisible.
Somebody's got a crush.
Portia didn't want some extra cream in her coffee. No. She just wanted some espresso. Criteria for guys you want to date.
Yeah.
Did that go into effect for the show or not really?
Yeah, no, the show asked me, like, what are your deal breakers, you know? And I said, I just want a guy who's secure. You know, I don't have a list anymore. Want a guy who knows what he wants, where he's going, wants the same things that I want. And funny enough, I said, no athletes.
So that guy now?
So he would be enough.
Yeah, right.
I did say
that's
that.
The nervous
No, I swear I said that.
It's like, oh my God, how does he know?
Because I've been through that before. Yeah, okay, I said no.
I imagine. You're a beautiful woman. I can imagine. All right, if they were to make a movie about your life story, Sean, who would play you and why?
Gosh. Probably Brad Pitt, you know, obvious choice.
Can he pull it off, you think?
Yeah, I might be a little taller, but.
It gotta be Denzel. Everybody's gonna say Denzel. Idris Elba could probably go too.
Okay.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
I would say Idris for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like right now, I mean, DJ Khaled would have to play you. Great beard. Denzel, come on, let's be real. Let's be professional about this.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Do you know what ESPN stands for, Sean? Nobody seems to know.
I actually don't. What is that? Entertainment, sports? Wait, ESPN. Entertainment, sports, something? No? Sports news? What is it?
Entertainment, sports, something.
Did I have that? Kind of?
You're close.
I was there. Okay.
Almost there, brother.
Ah, damn. Every solid person's network. Wow, did I just come up with you?
That was beautiful.
Damn. I didn't know I was going to be that good.
You're going to be my lifeline if I'm ever on a game show. I'm going to call you, man.
I got you, bro.
If you were blessed to have the cover of The Body Issue, what would be your signature pose and why? Go, give it to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Go.
Maybe.
Keep it real. Everybody's showing off the assets.
Yeah. Hey, if you got it, why not?
Just like this. That's
the way I would pose too.
gotta let them know what you're working with, you know. With like calf wise.
Right, leg wise.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
Well, you know, getting to know my fiance even better off camera, in public for the first time, and then figuring things out. I'm a lawyer. I'm still going back to work.
Love it.
May expand that. Who knows? Maybe a move, maybe along the way.
All right. Well, if that doesn't work out, holler at me.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Chewy Martinez.
Just kidding.
All right. I love to cook.
Good, because I can't.
I love to cuddle.
Are you catching this?
Long walks in the park.
I love all that, too.
You like beards?
I do.
You can touch it.
He's going to get me in trouble.
Her man ain't going to do nothing.
I love it.
Seems fragile. It's an actual honor that I'm here talking to you guys. I can't even believe it. There was a crackhead in my neighborhood. Her name was Grace. And she knew all the words to OPP, and we used to buy her cheeseburgers. So she would sing the whole song in the middle of the street while we were playing football.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Shout out to Grace. And babe, you know what? If I ever see you, you point them out, I'm gonna take you to Boa Steakhouse and get you a real steak.
See, we didn't have money, so we had
burgers. No more burgers.
That's all right. It was all good. Y'all held it down, and for her showing us love, we're going to take her somewhere nice.
I love we're going to bowl all together. Can I come?
Yeah, you come. Definitely, you come. Definitely come.
Go get Grace, and then you're invited.
Cool.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
So it's been, y'all, about 4 months that Miss Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have been dating. Mm-hmm. And it's being reported, y'all, that J-Lo has hired a private investigator to tail A-Rod.
That's pretty aggressive.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
That doesn't sound like her.
Yeah.
Oh, well, baby, let me tell you, honey. A source revealed, honey, that he found out and they had a huge fight, but they're working through it.
Now, was it a real investigator or one of her cast made some shades of blue.
Hey, they pretty thorough on shades of blue.
Now, y'all remember back, honey, in June, honey, there were reports, honey, that A-Rod was cheating with his alleged former mistress, Miss Lauren Hunter. Now, this is her photo right here from her deleted Instagram page, so that might have prompted Miss J-Lo hiring a PI.
Okay.
Now, the source explained, y'all, that she's really into Alex and wanted to work, so she's trying to control as much as she can.
J-Lo is at the point in her life, she can't afford no more cheating and playing around. If she done brought this man around her children, okay, and she's so public with him at this point, I feel like this might be something she step out of her comfort zone and do.
But you know what A-Rod was when you started dating him. Like, A-Rod is
That's
like,
That's why I don't
guy.
Think she would feed into it. I don't think she did this. I don't think she having him followed.
She
I think
did.
She trusted.
But guys, he's a different A-Rod with her.
So.
He looks bedazzled by her.
He
like,
does. He
I
looks like he would not mess
look
up with
like
her.
This. I haven't.
He does. I don't
I
think
have
he
never
is.
Seen this guy look like this with a woman.
He ain't that damn in love with her. J-Lo is not the ha-ha.
Yes, she is.
Each other, they're both the ha-ha, Gary.
They both the ha-ha.
So which means they trust in each other and they letting go of their insecurities.
No, men
I bet he got her ass followed, too.
He knows that she might tip back to Puffy anytime.
Oh, my God. He ain't worried about Puffy at all. He ain't worried about it. Oh, my God, Gary, please.
No, you never know, baby.
Puffy say can't stop, won't stop.
Take that.
Oh, my God.
So, off the heels of her ex-husband, Ben Affleck, going public with his new girlfriend, Lindsay Shookus, Jennifer Garner just had a girls' night out with Chelsea Handler at Il Ristorante Di Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica. So, here's where it gets awkward. Ben just had a date night with Lindsay Shookus at the same restaurant.
Excuse me?
How'd that go? Like, you know, like, if you're in a relationship, y'all have a spot that y'all maybe frequent a bunch of times, and it's, like, y'all's special place.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all break up, who gets the restaurant?
This was their spot, so how dare he take another woman?
But that's like sleeping with your new mate in the same bed with your old mate.
Oh, it really is.
So not
yes, it is.
The
restaurant, your ass better not go over there to Umi and eat no sushi with another bitch
Thank
and
you
just been eating there with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's like eating her sushi and my sushi. You ain't eating
a restaurant
sushi.
Does not compare to the bed. I'm sorry.
So you want to come here and disrespect me and bring another woman?
You shouldn't want to do that anyway because you shouldn't want to run into your ex there.
Exactly.
Unless you're purposely trying to run into your ex.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's true.
That's cute, too.
All right, guys. Who's ready for an amazing deal?
I like
me. Well, this one is a necessity. Pure Steam's Travel Steamer. This portable steamer removes stubborn wrinkles from clothing, drapery, furniture, upholstery, bedding, and table linens, and makes wrinkle pressing quick and easy.
Oh, now. How easy are we talking?
Well, its fast-heating water tank is ready to go within 2 minutes and provides 10 minutes of nonstop steaming without spitting water, which is really important.
They don't spit water?
At all,
oh, my
honey.
God, I love that.
And with this compact design, Pure Steam's Travel Steamer stores easily and perfect for travel.
Okay, we take it on the plane?
Yes! Woo! I live for these because when I travel, that's the first thing I ask for is a steamer. Yeah, so why not take my own?
You don't be wanting to use them dirty irons that be in them hotels?
Hell no. Spitting dirty water, leaving spots.
Brown spots on the shelf.
So how much would this cost us?
Well, normally the travel steamer retails for $60, but today for our Dish Nation family, it's just $20.
Yay!
Yes!
Oh, hell.
This is an insane deal. So go to morningsave.com to get wrinkle-free today.
So, well, coming up, we sit down with the stars of Planet of the Apes, Andy Serkis and Woody Harrelson up next.
If you don't get the hell out somewhere.
yo, welcome back to Dish Nation. So it's the blockbuster movie that everybody's going ape about. I'm talking about War for the Planet of the Apes, which is out tomorrow. So we sent our BFF Andrew Freund to meet with the stars, including Woody Harrelson and Andy Serkis. Take a look.
Have you come to save your apes?
I came for you.
Woody, like, what ape-like qualities do you possess in your own life, would you say?
My diet's like apes. I'm a vegetarian.
Do you scratch your back like an ape?
No, I don't think I scratch my back. I never do scratch my back, yeah.
Well, you're famous. You probably have people do that for you.
Right. If my back itches, I go to the back scratching hotline and I send someone over.
You've been playing an ape now for years. What ape-like quality in your own life would you say you have?
I like climbing trees. I like eating bananas. I like, you know, things like that, you know.
Apes together, strong!
You know, we're watching apes on screen, but we empathize with them even though they're not humans, but they're kind of like humans.
Yeah.
So I guess my first question is that a planned thing?
The idea of this series and what is so amazing about the performance capture technology and the artistry of what Weta does and the amazing thing that the actors do is that it's reached a point where you can have emotional identification with CG characters. And the spectacle of this movie, the uncanny thing of feeling like you are an ape. And so that was absolutely the plan. And this idea of intelligent apes, that's really what we are. And we're holding a mirror up to ourselves. We're getting to look at human nature. You just look at them in the faces of these apes. And the idea is you should recognize yourself in these characters. So that was absolutely the intention.
Bad human kill ape. All dead now, a long time. Long time.
Bad humans.
Soldier.
You know, the themes in this film reflect what's going on today. How would you say they reflected for you in terms of the conflicts in our own society?
Well, I mean, I do think you see humanity is fighting nature. That's certainly happening. Who knows who's going to win that battle? Because I wonder if nature bats last.
Do you think Caesar could save us?
Be nice.
I did not start this war. But I will finish it.
Up next, baby, which 52-year-old star is bending her body in ways that would put me, honey, in the hospital? L.A. has the answer next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, hands up right now. Who loves a cougar?
What? Like the animal?
I mean, are we going to the zoo or are we bar in Ventura that I know?
Bar in Ventura. Okay. Well, if you're in luck, if your hand is up, because it is time for the cougar edition of
Insta-damn, girl!
Check out this picture. This is Liz Hurley. Remember Liz Hurley?
How about Instagram, ma?
Stop it! You're not going to say that when you look at this picture of Liz Hurley. Look at her.
She's 52, right?
52 years old, ex-girlfriend of Hugh Grant. This first position is called the crab.
Yeah.
She could give me that position all day long.
Then the next position is known as the balancing table pose.
I'd like to eat off that table.
And then in one picture, she posted of her with a garden hose and said,
well, I can't compete with that.
You'd like to water her plants.
Here's my theory.
What?
Is that Elizabeth Hurley is lying about her age, and she's lying up, which is what everybody should do. You say you're older than you are, and then we're all amazed by this, and now we're talking about it on Dish Nation.
Right.
So I'm actually 73.
I'm a little bit older than he is. I'm 76.
Wow, you guys look so good for
Thank
your age.
Thank you so much.
But how do you feel you're lying up like 5 years? Okay.
Don't forget today's great deal. Go to morningsave.com for this great product. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.